True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The firm of Harris and Meringue. Patrick Harris.
Look, Daniel, I do what I want.
Danny Meringue.
That is smelling your own farts.
Easy there. These are great pipes.
I'm not going to say agree to disagree, but I really don't like you right now.
The firm of Harris and Meringue on the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 and 1080, The Fan.
All right, two down, one to go here. The firm of Harris and Meringue. After us, you can catch Ducks Insider with Joey Mack from 1 to 2. The Fan Happy Hour with Luke Anderson from 2 to 3, and then it's primetime from 3 to 7 to take you home. Finishing up 13 hours of live, continuous, local, regional sports talk radio. Souk is in Portugal this week, so you get Schultzy and Rop. No Mariners on tonight. little less must watch.
Yeah. Blessing in disguise for Everett Rop.
For old Asachi over there. And don't forget, you can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long, starting at just $30 for your first year. That's like $250 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Free consultation here in about 15 minutes. Got a couple questions already coming in on the fan text line, so get yours in as we'll get to that. If we go double seggy, we'll go double seggy. But I'd love to start the big nooner here. Kind of in our day after reaction of our day after reaction to the news of James Franklin and Trent Bray being relieved of duties, obviously two very big different reasons, but kind of locally impactful in both of them, obviously for the Oregon State crowd and the fact that Dan Lanning has now gotten three coaches fired. And I wonder if UCLA is going to get credit for James Franklin and Jonathan Smith, maybe.
Yeah, right.
So the question, you know, we talked yesterday about, you know, James Franklin and him as a coach and Trent Bray, him as a coach and the expectations for those programs. And you get to a point where, you know, this is no longer acceptable. You saw Kraft, the AD at Penn State, come out and he said, unfortunately, that's just the reality, is looking around and seeing the perception of where we want our school, where we want our program to be, where we want the student athlete to be. I love that he threw that out there. Just didn't line up.
Stop pretending.
Yeah, just didn't line up. You got Matt Rhule coming out and basically not saying I'm not interested.
Well, you know, the transfer portal, you know, some guys can go along with you. And I was like, damn, Matt.
Yeah, not saying he's not interested. But what's crazy about all this is the ripple effect. You know, what Penn State's looking for and what Oregon State is looking for in head coaches are two completely different things. But let's take Matt Rhule, for example, okay? The ripple effect that goes through college could be massive. If PJ Fleck gets fired, or sorry, Luke Fickell gets fired at Wisconsin, you know, the talk is Wisconsin would jump on James Franklin, you know, and if...
Brother, I could see James Franklin working in Wisconsin today.
Yep, and if Penn...
Today.
And if Penn State steals Matt Rhule out of Nebraska, what does Nebraska do? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So this, because of the way college football is in recruiting, it's such a tricky little window to know what to do. Like Penn State, I would imagine they want a head coach in there as soon as possible to get the recruiting stuff underway. But sometimes maybe you need the bottom to completely fall out. Look, Oregon waited till the offseason to get Dan Lanning. Now, it helped that Cristobal left at the end of the season.
It's also a different era with where things are as it pertains to movement in the transfer portal.
But I,
you know what I mean?
But I also think that Oregon was in a position. The Taggart situation was really rough. Cristobal left you high and dry at the end of the year, and we found out he didn't know what he was doing with Justin Herbert because that Rose Bowl was amazing. And Dan Lanning comes in and he wins four games in his first year. Is Penn State a program that's willing to do that? Are they willing to win four games next year? Because if you are, then you can wait and really find the guy you want. Otherwise, you start a massive domino effect, and it could be a little desperation move. Because Oregon State's in this situation. They can take all the time they want. I mean, I don't trust Scott Barnes to make the right call, but they can take all the time they want in whether they're taking an FCS coach, a top assistant from somewhere, somebody from a smaller program to jump up. They have the time. I don't know what you do when you're Penn State, and it makes finding a coach really difficult.
You know, who was it they had on this morning on Dirt and Sprague, the former Penn State player? Was it
Landon Tingwall?
Yeah, I thought what he said this morning was pretty poignant in that, you know, with where things are and like how, like, Penn State's a good job. And that's not even a good job. It's a very good job. It's not the, like, for me, if you're talking about like the pantheon of coaching or like the prestige of jobs historically in college football, Ohio State, Michigan, Texas, Alabama, Georgia, USC, Notre Dame.
Yep, I'm cool.
Probably
with that.
Those seven.
And then in tier two, Penn State's
right
high
there.
On
like
that
Penn
tier
State,
two.
Florida. I don't want to necessarily put A&M there, but you like they're right there. Oregon's right there.
Oklahoma's
right there. Like, but like Penn State, it's not the like absolute with a bullet. 80 years of history. Like, you had Joe Pa for what, 50 years?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's a big part of it for sure. But it's not a...
I put Florida State in that tier,
yes,
too.
Yes, 100%. Like, teams that have had, like, 10, 15-year runs. Mm-hmm. Like, multiple. Not, you know, national titles over decades type deal. But they've had more than one run, right? Like, that's where Penn State's at. It's a really, really, really good job. And unless you're at one of those seven or eight schools in the country, if you're trying to move up, Penn State's on the list.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, what he said this morning was like, are you going to be able to pry a coach from a playoff team? Like a Cignetti. Like,
mm-hmm.
I don't think you're getting Cig. I don't. Now,
There was a report thrown out this morning. They're interested in Marcus Freeman.
Sure.
Good luck.
Plenty of people
good
interested
luck.
In Sidney Sweeney. Good luck, dude. Like, Freeman might be, like, one of the most sought-after coaches in football. Yeah, like,
wishing one hand, S in the other.
Yeah, 100%.
First.
But at the same time, can you get a rule from Nebraska? Yeah.
I think they could. I mean, you went there. Yeah.
Could you get
I think it? There's real legs to that, as the YouTuber asked. There's real legs
Oh,
there.
For sure. Could you get Drink from Missouri? Yeah, because I don't think they're a playoff team.
But the question is, can you get Lane Kiffin from Ole Miss?
We started talking about this off air.
Can you get Heupel out of Tennessee? Probably not because he went there.
He's an Oklahoma guy.
Or sorry, he's an Oklahoma guy, but he loves Tennessee.
He's deeply rooted in that.
It
feels real. Lane has done really, really, really good at Ole Miss. I don't know if Ole Miss can ever be
more than what it is.
And like, and again, what they are is probably the same wrong as Penn State was,
mm-hmm.
in the sense of they're going to, like, under Lane, they're going to win 10 to 12 games and they're going to be really good.
Every other year they'll make a playoff.
But like, can they get beyond that? And it's not because of like lack of resources, just like you're not there until you do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's kind of one of those situations. Honestly, Oregon. You're not there until you do it.
And they're knocking on the door. They've made the biggest
the trajectory
rise
up of any program in the country.
Because
hands down.
They are two national titles away from being in the same level as Clemson.
Yep.
And a couple more from being Ohio State.
And honestly, Georgia. Because as much as we talk about Georgia and Kirby, Rick was really good, but do we not remember before that? Georgia was not like this.
No.
And Bama, before Saban, was not this. So
there's a long time in between Barry and Nick Saban.
And that's the thing is like, but Alabama also has that history from that period that, that propels them further along. So if you're Penn State, do you make the risky hire and go try to find your Dan Lanning?
Mm-hmm.
Or your Marcus Freeman.
I think you do. I think if you're Penn State, you have enough resources.
Clearly, you just paid $50 million for James Franklin to go away.
You're a borderline blue blood team. Go win four games next year and find a Dan Lanning.
I don't know if you can go to four. I think it's got to be seven or eight because the patience is going to wear very thin.
But I don't know if Matt Rhule is your guy. And again, we talk about this with Oregon State. Just get away from the in-house stuff. Not retreads, but I went there, I played there. Like, that doesn't necessarily mean anything. Like, someone saying, you know, Florida or FSU should go hire Franklin. I love James Franklin at Florida State. I don't know if I love him at Florida.
I think I love him at Florida State. I think I love him most at Wisconsin.
Yeah, it'd be nice.
There's something about...
He's got Big Ten kind of written
He's got
over
Big
him.
Ten energy. There's no doubt about it. And also, Wisconsin's in a spot where... You know, they're a little down, and they would very much see Frank. Like, Fickell does not seem Wisconsin.
No, he never has. I didn't love the hire to begin with.
I think he's a good coach, but it just doesn't fit.
I mean, that's why I get him and P.J. Fleck confused, because I don't think he fits in Minnesota either. I don't row boats.
It's Bielema. It's like Wisconsin, Illinois. Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
Dude, even Arkansas. I was like, yeah, I'm into that. Yeah, so it's a tricky thing. Are you willing to take, if you're a Penn State fan, are you willing to take
a real risk?
Lumps to take a big risk.
Here's the thing. Matt Rhule may be a risk because the Matt Rhule rule is year three. That's when it starts to come together. Everywhere he's been, it's year three. And the other thing is, somebody pointed this out to me. Is Kraft the AD? Mm-hmm. Is it the AD or the assistant AD? I can't remember. Was Rhule's AD at Temple?
Correct.
And I was like, oh.
It's Kraft.
Oh, it is Kraft. Yeah. So it's like, oh, huh. Interesting.
Let me ask you a real question. Is Matt Rhule a better coach than James Franklin?
I don't know.
I think I do.
You think he is?
I think he's not.
Oh, okay.
I like Rhule. He's not James Franklin.
A texter said, I could see Lane Kiffin being a guy that could take Penn State up.
I know. We're like willing this into existence.
I love Lane. Something about Lane and a visor and the powder blue and red that just looks good.
Yeah, plus he can get his bad tan going.
Right? But also,
can't do that in Pennsylvania. No,
but also,
literally called Wyoming.
But I could see him in the navy blue on the sideline for Penn State.
Lane's offense in the Big Ten would be a nice shakeup.
Look, man, Oregon came in there and did that thing, and it was like, oh, you can play offense?
And Lincoln's showing it this year. I know there's, and we'll get to USC later this week. There's still some issues in the USC situation right now, but Lincoln and Will Stein are, hey, there's a new way to play offense in the Big Ten. Now, there's still a new way to play defense in the Big, still the old way to play defense in the Big Ten, which is kind of what Oregon ran into.
I will say, we're going to say this for later in the week, the line on Notre Dame USC.
Oh, I haven't even seen it.
What do you think it is?
4.5 Notre Dame.
9.5.
Whoa!
Notre Dame.
Whoa!
With an over-under of 61.5.
Oh. Buckle up.
Nine and a half, huh?
I'm here to watch it.
That kind of a high-scoring game there.
9.5, huh?
Okay. All right. Coming up next is free consultation, your chance to ask the firm here of Harris and Marang anything you need from the weekend, coming forward, sports, your life, whatever it is. We'll do that next. That's Danny. I'm Patrick, 105.1 The Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Big deal brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list, like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more. Because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's time for your free consultation.
Don't sweat it. It's a freebie.
Every Tuesday at 12:15, the firm of Harris and Meringue dishes advice.
If you're good at something, never do it for free.
Sports, life, your questions answered at your own risk. On the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 FM and 1080 AM, The Fan.
Free consultation every Tuesday. Get yours in, 503-864-6326. The YouTube chat as well, youtube.com/1051thefan. We'll get to as many as we can. Might be a double consultation today, so we'll do what we can since we were in college football. I'll start there, and I see your text about Oregon being a top tier now. It's very, very close. I think the Natty would push them into it.
Well, yeah, every team that I just listed has multiple.
But Danny and I kept talking about it during the break, you're on the fastest meteoric rise of any program to becoming a blue blood.
No program in the country in the last 15 years has done what Oregon's done.
No,
nobody's moved. It's not close. It's not giving you credit. You just haven't done the thing that the other teams have all done.
And I think you'll get there.
Yeah,
Bilotti to Chip to Lanning is a big, big jump.
And each one deserved its own attaboy.
Without a doubt. So we'll stay there. Question for the firm. A lot has been discussed about the Oregon offense after the rough outing against Indiana, but were we possibly over our skis a bit even before that game? UCLA whipped the Penn State defense, and Northwestern had some success too, yet how many points did the Ducks put up against Penn State in regulation? It wasn't a great showing. Look, I think there's a lot of validity to that.
We talked about this pre-show.
Yeah, I think there is that, Penn State has NFL guys, has four real NFL guys, corners, D linemen, you name it. And I think there was an aspect of the bright lights. And I think for me, at least, how cool Dante looked made me maybe give the offense more credit than it deserved. And I think Indiana is a far better team than Penn State and showed it. So I think it is. And that's what's tough when you don't play, when Oregon is in the Pac-12 and Penn State's in the Big Ten and you don't play this game week one or two, that's what makes it really hard come week four because neither of you played anybody. And what was our big concern for Penn State going to that game? Their offense didn't look good against their three teams they played.
Going into that game.
And that was correct.
Yes. Going into that game, I said the difference in this game is that I don't believe in Penn State's offense at all. And Oregon's offense, no matter what we think of it, but with who they've played, Dante Moore is leaps and bounds better than Durrell.
Not even close.
It's not particularly close. And I looked at the weapons and I go, look, you got DeCorian Moore. You've got Malik Benson. You've got that running back room in Davison. Hill. Kenyon Sadiq. You've got so many more weapons. Like, you could take Penn State's weapons from the last 2 years combined and not have what Oregon has.
Truth. But here comes Indiana, slows down DeCorian Moore, mm-hmm. completely blanks Kenyon Sadiq, basically. They had guys watching. Like, Dusty showed us that picture of that safety.
The Indiana safety there's nothing he is doing other than staring at DeCorian Moore.
There's a DB on DeCorian Moore who's looking at the quarterback, checking the reads and mm-hmm. stuff like that, and then there is a safety standing there just staring.
Like,
staring.
Somebody else may beat us, but Kenyon Sadiq and DeCorian Moore, Ain't going to be you two guys. Good luck.
So I think there's a chance, and we'll see a get right game against Rutgers to see how they
are
going to
have
go.
So many points on them.
Sticking in college real quick, consultation question. Hypothetically, what's the best way to blackmail the AD of a former major conference college so that helps quit his job immediately, asking for a friend?
Oregon's not a two-party state, right? In the sense of recordings? California is.
Oh, I don't know that law.
I think you know what? Let me Google this real quick.
You're really talking about setting up Scott Barnes. Allegedly, someone like a Scott Barnes.
Oh, Oregon is a two-party consent state.
Shoot, I can't just trap you into this.
Yeah, because that was one of the things that was brought up in the Donald Sterling case with the Clippers.
Oh yeah, it's California.
I think it is. I'm trying to remember now. I'm totally. Is California a two-party consent? God dang it, Google. Two-party consent state. Doo-doo-doo-doo. Yes, California is. That was the thing. Is because what was her name? The lady of the night.
I don't know.
I can't remember.
I'm gonna go with lady of the night.
But yeah, like those recordings are like, well, you know, those weren't supposed to be out. Blah 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 blah. And they found some way of rule around consent of like, Sterling said it was okay in some document or something along those lines. I can't remember exactly what it was, but that's how they were able to be used to go, see you later, bye. So yeah, not that I'm familiar with blackmail and how to maybe put somebody in a compromised position. Just look, man.
If you're in a hypothetical situation, I think you might have to wait it out, amigo.
Well, not only that, look, I'm not trying to get anybody stuck in anything, but the honeypot has worked for a very long time.
It has.
It's the most tried and true.
I still giggle when I watch Winnie the Pooh.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
I'm like, hee-hee.
Get him stuck in the tree. Get him stuck in the tree.
Another consultation question. My anniversary is tomorrow. 9 years. Congrats to you two. I've got flowers and a card already. We recently purchased our tickets to Kauai in spring. Can I get a Kauai experience gift or do I need something for tomorrow?
Don't come empty-handed.
Cards and flowers?
Don't come empty-handed.
You gotta have more than cards and flowers?
Well, I think you go cards and flowers, but you present a receipt or a brochure or whatever, a printout of whatever experience that you're booking on Kauai.
But he said, we recently purchased, so they already know.
Okay.
So she already knows they're going.
Get the experience. Let's say.
Well, no, but he's talking about an experience while there.
Yeah,
that's the way that I read it.
So let's say you're going, you're doing some zip line. Come with the, like some boots.
Like a carabiner or something?
Like a carabiner and like some shoes because you got to climb up there. Or
so it doesn't got to be money. You don't need like a necklace or earrings.
No. But like, you know, do help her like pick out an outfit. You know what I mean? Like a little shirt, shorts, and, you know, cute little thing to put together. Like just a little something. Like, because that little thing will mean so much more.
Yeah, I guess.
If it's there. It's
yeah,
tangible.
Unfortunately, flowers and card, although I still find really romantic flowers and a card, In today's society, they sure seem like they don't bring the same.
They don't have this. No, but if you go outside of the flowers and the card, and like it doesn't have to be like the crazy price. Like I said, if it's a zip line, like, get a little carabiner and like just a little spice of thoughtful.
We got some more that we'll get to on the other side, but real quickly, I will address this as I can relate to it completely. For OSU, would you rather have Nick Rolovich or the, quote, currently unknown to the masses, exciting young OC at a random small school next? You do not. And I repeat, you want nothing to do with Nick Rolovich, okay? I'm not here for politics and the COVID stuff and things like that. Outside of that, you don't want him. Just don't touch it. Wipe your hands clean of that. You're not interested in that, okay? Okay.
I'll let you have that one. It's all
yep.
you.
Just don't. Okay.
Speaking from experience.
From a man of experience, and I've had Paul Wolf. Okay. Like, just let it go. When we come back, we'll get into some more free consultation here. There's might be a little room for some more if you want to send those in on the YouTube chat or the fan text line 503-864-6326. But first, we'll toss it to the big kahuna with sports.
I hear they got some tasty burgers.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Every time you walk by, you're back in a chip. Let's build.
This is round two of free consultation. I might be able to squeeze you in if you got any left. 503-864-6326. The YouTube chat. We do this every single Tuesday at 12:15. Let it dictate it by you. If we go two seggy, we go two seggy. Outside of that, closing arguments will be next. Finish up and send us on our way. But you can stay right here on Portland Sports Leader, the Fan Sports Network, for the next 8 hours. 7 hours. Have fun. Have fun. That's what we're having, too. We'll continue on this free consultation. Any and all questions welcome, whether it's about your life, sports as well. This is a sports one. Needing help as a Northwest fan to believe the Mariners won't screw this up at home this week. I've seen the Blazers blow Game 7 in West Finals, seen the Ducks screw up the Natty twice. So, yeah, hard to believe in another Northwest team. I hear you, my man. I hear you. I went to game 1 and 2 of a World Series, and my team went 1-1, and we went up 3-1 in that World Series and lost because of a rain delay in game 7. Been there with you. Born and raised in the Northwest, I know every single thing you're talking about. I know where I was at game 7 when Shaq points to Kobe after the oop.
The chicken neck.
I know where I'm at.
I've told this story before. There are two moments in my sporting fandom life where I have cried.
Yeah.
The Tuck Rule, game 6, the Western Conference Finals.
Yeah.
Broke me.
Yeah.
Broke me. I asked my dad, and we didn't have a ton of money, but we were okay at the time. And I was like, if we go to the finals, can we get tickets? And he sat there for a minute, sat there for me. He's like, go see. And so I go fire up AOL. And it takes 10 minutes to get to the Ticketmaster website. And by the time I finally loaded up, the lead is gone.
Oh, you just turn it off.
And I just walk out of the office. Because what I do is I would go in there, click it, and then walk back into the living room to watch the game. And I'd go back and check it as it loaded up. And I just kept going back and forth. And every time I would go in there and come back out, the lead would go down further. And when Kobe throws that thing to Shaq, tears.
It all became so real.
It was like, oh, no.
What I will tell you, I don't know the best way, my friend. I think the best way, it's all about mindset. I'd put yourself, you know, whether it's, you know, your favorite t-shirt or your favorite spot on the couch or your best friends at a bar or somebody's house, I would just put yourself in as positive a situation as possible. Because, yes, it is possible that they lose this. For me, I do not think that is going to happen. I think this pitching staff is outgunned Toronto and will continue to outgun them. I think you have five chances to win two games. I know anything can happen in baseball. But I feel you. Now, the Mariners winning the World Series, I can't help you there, my friend.
Mm.
That is a whole different question. Because even if it's the Brewers or the Dodgers, those are two completely different teams that play baseball, completely different ways. But hey, you have an identity on how you play baseball. It's good pitching, it's great bullpen, and it's clutch hits when needed.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you just ride that. I think for teams, you know, like, I don't want to say that I am not going to say that Oregon has a reputation of blowing natties. But if you want to continue that narrative, Talk Like That will continue that narrative. The only way you can break it is by having sometimes some blind faith and some blind belief and just, it won't happen again.
Dare I say you have to go 10 toes?
10 toes down, brother.
So you don't coug it.
10 toes down. Let's see. Next one. Do we see the current system changing when it comes to transfer portal NIL other than potentially the money student athletes can make? Nope. Sure don't. Nope. Sure don't.
If anything, I think we're going to get more freedom.
Yeah, I think so too. I'm really interested in what the transfer window looks like this year during the college football playoff.
That's going to be different, but as the NCAA continues to get their ass handed to them in every single court case, until you get a collective bargaining agreement, you're going to get less and less and less and less and less and less restrictions on it.
And if Ryan Day wins another natty this year and has to win a natty while also in the transfer portal, he's going to get real pissy about that, and he's going to start speaking up, and old two-time natty Ryan Day might get his way in that conversation. I think you start listening to him, right?
No.
No?
No.
Because that's the concern.
There's another one of those out there in Dabo.
Well, no,
Did you listen to him?
No, I don't want to listen to Dabo about transfer portal.
But that's my point.
I've got an opinion on something that I don't use.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. Like, Saban had more power than anybody, and you know what he'd said? Deuces.
That is fair.
So.
That is fair.
That's a runaway train.
Maybe the last one we get to, we'll see. Free consultation question. My wife is notorious for deciding to start talking to me in the car as soon as I turn the music up. Oh, brother, I know where this is going.
It's been quiet for 4 minutes, so you go to turn the music on?
We will be driving in silence. A song comes on that I like. I turn it up a little and maybe start quietly singing along, you know? Made me feel like somebody's
and then you get hit with
me.
She will then
decide to bring up some kind of conversation. Not just a quick comment, but an extended conversation. What is that about? How do I handle this without getting slapped? My wife drives in silence.
Oh.
Or podcasts when it's just her. When it's us in the car and the kids, it's silent.
Oh.
And I'm trying to turn music on. And the second I do, boom, it's this.
I think we've all been in the relationship with the same person in some form or facet. Because look, I think dude driving down road, we instantly go to, let's jam.
Totally. Windows down.
Yeah.
It's 38 degrees and my window's down.
100%.
Blasting some Wu-Tang.
We had one the other day where, we're in the car together and it's pretty quiet because we're in the middle of an argument and listening to Yacht Rock. And Earth, Wind, and Fire comes on and I start singing along to it. And the song in question that I am singing along to is After the Love Has Gone. And she goes, are you really singing this to me right now?
You're just singing it because you're jamming.
Yeah. But I was like, no, but I she thinks didn't even
you,
realize.
She thinks like you willed the gods to put that song on.
Right. And then I went to go change the channel and each of the next six were like breakup songs. And I was like, oh my God, this is not going well.
I want to know what love is.
It was brutal.
Yeah, it's tough. I don't know what it is. Like you know, I have a great relationship with my wife, and we have great conversations with each other. But she does it to me. I don't know, man. I think I've started to, ooh, I love this song. And I turn it up a little extra.
Yeah.
And then she'll turn to me and she'll be like, can you just down a touch? I'm like, yeah, sure, babe. Down a touch. And then I just try to rock out. And I think I've tried to build in that when the song hits, baby, like, I gotta listen.
Do you turn it up more than you probably should? So
yes.
That way when you turn it down, you're right where you want it?
Ding, 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 ding.
Look, can put it on the board!
Look, it's, men don't think out many things. In the, like, you Russ, you were talking about your wife thinking.
I think you could drop the M in that statement.
Well, yeah, you're right. But, like, the idea that, like, we would have
men
the foresight
out anything
to sing out that song, you sang it out because you were jamming. Not because of what was going on, you're just jamming.
Who doesn't want to sing along to Earth, Wind, and Fire?
But the volume thing, that is something we may, that may be a conscious decision because we're like, you know, I know you're going to ask me to
I
turn
know
this
it
down,
is.
So I'm going to turn this up a little bit louder.
I do it in the home stereo, too.
Yeah. That way, when you do, you know you're going to get asked to turn it down.
I know.
But if you turn it up really loud, then the adjustment isn't as bad.
But you can't turn it up too loud because then it's too loud.
Then
and
it's obnoxious. Way down. And because if you don't turn it down enough at that point, you get the look or you get some comment and you're like, fine. And now you're back lower than where you started.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody wants that.
The hardest part for me, and I don't know if this texter deals with it as well. The hardest part for me is that not everybody loves my music in my household. I know my children don't, and the wife puts up with some of it, And so I got to be, if I'm trying to jam out to a song in the car with the wife, I got to be pretty picky about it. I got to be smart. Got to be smart.
Mm-hmm.
Because she'll shoot that sucker down real quick if need be.
Gone.
Real quick. All right, that'll do it for final consultation. Sorry if I missed any of yours. I tried to get to as best I could. But we'll do this again next Tuesday at 12:15. Closing arguments is next. We'll get there. Call it a day, wrap up shop, and send you on your way. 105.1 The Fan.
The firm of Harris and Marang is wrapping up for the day.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
Which means it's time for the closing arguments. Brought to you by Leskin Law. One day divorce mediation. Peace treaties, not war plans. Visit LeskinLaw.com for more information.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
On the Fan Sports Network.
You can't handle the truth.
105.1 and 1080, The Fan.
All right, that'll do it for us. Adios.
See you later. Bye.
Coming up on tomorrow's show, give you a little preview. We'll talk a little more. We'll get into a little bit of Ducks. Maybe throw a bow on that situation and kind of just how you recover from a loss like that. We'll have Tyson Alger on at 10:30 for two seggies, like we also do. I'm sure he'll have a lot of notes to get through from the game, so you'll want to tune into that. We'll take a look around some other college football stuff and get some NFL things in there as well. Who knows? Maybe baseball gives us something fun tonight. Did I just see Tyrese Halliburton wearing a Dodgers jersey behind my back?
Because they were playing the Bucks in Milwaukee, and so he decided, I'm going to continue to troll the city of Milwaukee because it's been one of the better rivalries over the last 2 years is the Bucks and Pacers. There's some real venom there.
Look, this might be perfect for closing arguments because I've got a feeling that we will differ on this. Now, we both love Hallie.
Oh, yes.
And he has become kind of a heel in the NBA.
Not kind of. Hallie is the most likable heel out there.
Yes. He is John Cena as a heel. I love Hallie. I don't like this. I don't like this troll.
I love it.
I don't.
Love it.
I think it's just...
Make hatred great again.
I get it, but I think why I don't love it is, and this could be my own ignorance, is it... I didn't understand it when I first saw it. And that's what confuses me, because I see Hallie, who went to Iowa State. Mm-hmm. I don't know where he's from. Where's he from? Do you know?
I think he's from, so he went he's from Wisconsin.
He went to Iowa State, and he plays in Indianapolis. And so I didn't know.
Yeah, he's from Oshkosh.
Born in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Born in Wisconsin?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't Milwaukee in Wisconsin?
Yes.
Why wouldn't he be a Brewers fan? See, this is why I don't like it.
Because he's leaning all the way in.
This is why I don't like it. He's 10 toes down,
on
turning his back on his home state.
Well, they snubbed him. The Brewers snubbed him. The Brewers were his favorite team.
Well, how did they snub him?
He grew up as a...
You mean the Bucks?
You mean the Bucks or the Brewers?
No, the Brewers.
Okay.
So he grew up a huge Brewers fan, and he was scheduled to throw out the first pitch in 2024, and they canceled his...
Why would you cancel that? Hallie's dope.
Because the Bucks got eliminated from the playoffs. Because Hallie knocked him out.
That to me sounds like the Brewers had it coming.
Boo.
Yeah, that's what I said.
And a cascade of boos rained down from the stands.
Boo.
Yeah, and so Hallie went, all right, fine, and gave him the double barrel.
Boo. Don't like that. No.
See, now you like Hallie more, don't you?
Don't like that. Oh, yeah, I don't.
See?
I don't think there's any way you're changing my mind.
But though. I mean, like,
my two favorite players in basketball right now are Tyrese Halliburton and Cooper Flagg.
Yeah.
Probably,
as long as he comes back from his Achilles, just right, probably the two future faces of American basketball.
I love Hallie so much. But I saw it, and I didn't care for it. The Cubs one, I was kind of into. The Dodgers one, though, man.
It's because you just don't like the Dodgers. That's what it is.
Well, I think it's just, it's sometimes it's a little jarring when I see celebrities that I did not know were fans of that.
I'm sure you love LeBron wearing the Guardians and Indians gear.
I do. I do.
Shocking.
I once went to a baseball.
Shocking.
I once went to a Cleveland Indians baseball that was also attended by LeBron James and a shirtless J.R. Smith.
He was hammered.
Pretty dope.
Hammered.
LeBron did the old Ric Flair too thing. It was pretty dope.
Yeah, see that one you like.
Pretty dope.
Yeah, but Hallie said, my favorite team spurned me. Screw you guys. I'm going home.
I mean, that's the real issue here. The real issue here is the Brewers turning their back on Hallie.
Yeah. one of your own, a Wisconsin guy.
Yeah, if there was like a first pitch at an Iowa State basketball game, sort of some situation, ceremonial, yeah. you know, tip or something yeah. like that. Yeah, you don't spurn Hallie. He's no. your guy.
That's the thing. He's an Oshkosh, Wisconsin guy.
Where is Oshkosh, Wisconsin? It sounds made up. It sounds like overalls.
I mean, yes.
Well, yeah, that's a literal that's like children's brand.
Literally, that's...
Well, I'm aware yeah. of the brand. Is the brand made in Wisconsin?
I'm almost certain they are.
Or
I
mean,
I think it's where it came from.
I mean, what's Bagosh? You know, if it's the city of Oshkosh, is Bagosh the team, the city next door? Is this a Minnesota Twin Cities situation?
It's like Oshkosh is on the western shores of Lake Winnebago.
Lake Winnebago? Dude, now you are just making stuff up.
Oshkosh Bagosh, founded in 1895 in Oshkosh, Wisconsin.
Off the famous banks of Lake Winnebago?
Yes. Looks like not terribly far from Green Bay, and of course the town made famous in the Perfect Strangers Open of Appleton.
There you go.
Dude, Wisconsin feels like...
I think Appleton is where Tyler Harrow's from?
Sure.
I don't mean this as shade, as any way, shape, or form, but sometimes Wisconsin feels to me Green. Like... How, like me living in the state of Washington and you living in the state of Wisconsin, how are we the same country? You know? This is like, I live in Versailles and you live in Munich. Like, how are we in the same country here? Oshkosh next to Lake Winnebago? I am so confused.
I mean, come on now.
I am so confused. And it's not just names. I mean, I'm from the great state of Washington. We got places like Yakima and Tenasket.
Yeah, or
Omac.
Tualatin and Tigard in the Willamette.
Off Couch Street.
Yeah. Look, the couch one hit with me for a long time.
I mean, when I moved here, I was 11 years old. I mean, I didn't understand it either.
Yeah.
And then I got told it was cooch, and I went, hee.
Yeah, 100%. Still do.
Still do, huh? You still giggle?
Yeah.
At 40 years old, you're still giggling yeah. when you take that exit?
Cooch. Yeah. Fun.
Sometimes it's just that easy.
Fun word to say.
Sometimes it's just that easy.
I'm a simple man.
You know, I've never been to Wisconsin. I think my wife and I have been talking about going.
Oh, dude, Wisconsin's a good time.
I got a good buddy who's from Milwaukee.
I goofed too. It wasn't an Appleton, Wisconsin sign in the Perfect Strangers Open. It's that the one cousin was named Larry Appleton.
So yeah, okay,
I goofed.
I went to there's a huge country music festival that hits in Wisconsin.
Oh boy, I would rather die than that. Absolutely death.
Again, in my early 20s. It was a good time.
Like Bushwhackers style out in Tigard?
Yeah.
Or is that
Tualatin? That's Tualatin. But yeah, it was that outdoors, and there was a lot of talent. A lot of talent out there in Wisconsin. I'll just say that.
Well, everybody's drinking.
It was a good old time. Definitely had the old Coors Light cardboard hat, cowboy hat going.
Made out of the
oh, yeah.
the 30 bomb.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's one of those kind of events.
Boy,
good time.
Boy, I've seen so many Busch Lights of those.
Uh-huh.
So many Busch uh-huh. Lights of those.
My buddy was actually really good at like actually making it like into like a really like shaped one.
He got drunk, made one. Some girl thought it was awesome, and now he sells them on the corner for $5
yeah.
on a Friday night.
100%. Yeah, 100%.
But I mean, to get the cases, I guess I gotta drink all this beer.
Yeah. Oh well.
Yeah, and I'm in Wisconsin, so who cares? So who cares? Right? Right. Right? What a day. What a day. Closing arguments brought to you by Leskin Law. Visit leskinlaw.com for more information. Leskin Law's one-day divorce mediation. Peace treaties, not war plans. That'll do it for us. Thank you for hanging out with us on a Tuesday. We'll be back tomorrow from 10 to 1, as we always are. Just what? Trying to steal time from everybody else.
Saying, what time?
We'll be God, here no. tomorrow from 10 to 1. Blazers tonight, so check that out. And a little bit of baseball. For Danny Morang, Jeff Rustin, I see Brandon in the shadows back there. I'm Patrick Harris. Go do something I would do.
Bye.
La la la. drip, drip, drip.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.